WNRV AM 990, The Ridge.
Joining us this morning is Ava Howard from the Newport Community Action Committee. Top of the morning to you, Ava.
Hello, Dennis. How are you?
It's good to have company for a change, you know? I get tired of looking at Terry.
Well, this is great fun. I've never done this before, so.
Well, you should come down more often. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
But you're down here joining us at the station in beautiful Narrows on Route 100 out in the country. But you come from a different neck of the woods over here. I hear you're from Newport.
Yes, sir. I've been working hard in Newport.
What have you been working on?
Well, we have a group of people, as you said, the Newport Community Action Committee, mm-hmm. and we are a committee primarily in charge of the maintenance and survival of the old Newport High School, also known as the Newport Rec Center. And we're trying to rev things up there, and this weekend we're going to open up a brand new library for the locals.
So are you going to actually issue library cards?
No, it's going to be a lot more easy and friendly than that.
Well, one of those casual libraries.
Yeah, we're even serving coffee.
See, that's what I like. But you're kind of monoristic because I saw something somewhere about having internet there.
Yes, sir. We want people to come sink in and settle in, and we want to provide internet because I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't have access to it, and have hours open to the kids as well as senior citizens. And internet's a big part of that. I think lots of times people want to come and have a cup of coffee and sit on their computer. In addition, I hope that people still like turning a page and reading a book.
Do you have a vast selection there? About how many volumes do you think you have in the library?
Well,
do we know? Or is that a trick?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have a great idea. Well, let's put it this way. All of our shelves are full, and then we have another room that's full of about twice as many books, but definitely what we have cataloged is close to 5,000 books.
Okay.
These have all been donated. So, both paperback and hardback, of all kinds. We have a huge fiction selection, which I think everyone will enjoy.
I like fiction because I can tell stories.
Exactly. But we've tried to provide some resources, educational resources as well. It's a big thing for Newport, and we're hoping that it'll breathe life into that rec center. The life has kind of ebbed and flowed. It's owned by the community,
mm-hmm.
and in this organization, we're a nonprofit 501(c) that runs it, and the life has kind of ebbed and flowed with the motivation of the volunteers and everything, but we've got a great crew lined up for the library.
What other events take place out there? That you get agricultural things?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that, because I'm kind of interested in that.
The Newport Rec Center, which is, by the way, is just a few minutes from Blacksburg and off of Route 42, just barely off of 460. But it has been home to the Virginia's oldest agricultural fair.
Okay.
Every year in August.
We do an ag report three times a day. So we're not the big slick city radio that you think we are. Yeah. We're just down home. We do stuff for like 4-H clubs and stuff too on air, and we're announcing your event, so yeah.
Well, the Ag Fair is, it's quite a popular event.
You'll have to get me a flyer when that comes by, and we'll get it on our community bulletin board just for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another event that we're very proud to host this year is the Henry Reed Fiddlers Convention. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, isn't it the second second weekend in June?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. But we're very excited about that.
Now, is this outside or inside?
Oh, I think most of it will be outside. Although I hear there's going to be a square dance inside. That's what I hear.
They have that square dancing group in Blacksburg, mm-hmm. but. clogging, you know, I might be able to get up for that.
Yeah.
You know, usually I'm at this end of the thing and Terry's out there.
He gets to have all the fun?
I don't know if it's fun. It's an awful lot of work, but we usually cover about 13 hours of that event.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
It is sweet.
I am it's one of our forward big, to it.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you guys are able to host it for the Reed family and that. So we have the Henry Reed thing coming up. We have a new library.
Yes. Now let me tell you about all we have planned on Saturday.
We still got time.
Do we have time?
Oh, we got plenty of time. Take all you want. You know. I'm doing my time here.
We're trying to make this a big deal because it is a big deal for our small community. I mean, Newport's home to about 900 houses and residents. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to build it up, so we're having quite the festive occasion. We're having a huge art show, which that's a big central part of what we want the rec center to evolve more into. We would love it to host more art events, both visual and performing, because we have a great theater. I mean, it's a great theater that we need to get some of your bluegrass groups into.
That'd be wonderful. How many seats are in that auditorium?
365.
That's a good size room.
Yeah, it's such an awesome theater. So we have on Saturday, with the opening of our library, we have a ribbon cutting at 10.
Mm-hmm. With coffee and refreshments.
Coffee and refreshments.
I'm one of those donut guys.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I do the morning show around here, so coffee and donuts and whatever we do, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, and then it gets even better though. We have the art show all day, and we have an Italian luncheon. And that's prepared by all of our local ladies, and it is going to be delicious.
Are they called the Rum Runners?
Oh, the Rum Runners are going to be performing.
Oh.
That's our musical guest.
I read the Italian Taste of Italy luncheon. Yeah. Oh, and then it says live music.
Yeah, the Rum Runners, and they got a little bluegrass slant to them, yep.
Mm-hmm. So all kinds of tasty Italian things, like
baked ziti, spaghetti, lasagna, good stuff. And we also have a theater performance in our theater by the Giles Little Theater. We have our own little theater group in Giles, and they're putting on a performance of the Gin Game, both Friday night at 7:30, I believe, and then a matinee for us on our opening day at 2:00. And the one thing I would like to warn you about is it's got a few bad words in it, so you may not want to bring your small children.
Right.
But from what I hear, it's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about the museum aspect of it. It says Newport Village Library. So we talked about the library. We talked about the grand opening. What's going to be in the museum?
What are we trying
to stick in there? Yeah?
Well, you'll have to see. But we have some really old memorabilia. You know, this old high school was built in 1933. And we actually have class pictures of going back that far.
Wow.
Of all these high school people and some of the trophies and things. And it's so neat because we have residents and our friends of Newport coming in to look at that, and they go, oh yeah, there's my mom, there's my dad, or oh yeah, there's my
you got teacher, it you got you know? It it's going on,
and it's so cool. And we want to develop that more and collect more local memorabilia. We haven't had a chance to, we've got lots of it hanging up for people to see, but we do want to develop that more. So if there's anyone out there who has some objects of local interest that have some historical value, we would love to have it at our center.
Does it have to have a historical value necessarily?
How about...
What happens if I found, an 1838 butter churner, that was used in...
Well, we actually have some of that, too.
That kind of stuff would be...
We do.
More.
We have some of that stuff. We have some old tools and things, that were definitely used for the agricultural side of things, the development.
I'm going to have to make a trip out there to see that stuff, because I get... into that. You know, I'm a city boy. So like a long time ago, I was a city boy. You know, but lately I've been a country boy and live on a farm. And yeah, that kind of appeals to me. Did you guys have a tractor pull out there? Was it at the ag thing?
It was at the
2 years ago.
Ag fair. We always have a horse pull.
Oh, okay. You know. Okay.
So, and I don't think we have a tractor pull, but I'm not the ag fair expert, so you know, I don't want to say anything wrong there. But we definitely have a draft horse pull, and that is fun.
That's I bet neat. It is.
We also have some jousting there.
Jousting,
yeah.
How did that get into Giles County?
You know,
it's like you know, it's like the Giles County curling team. You know, but they have jousting.
Yeah, one of the other things that, and I'm going to work hard to get this in our museum. I heard there's actually a 3D model of one of our covered bridges. You know, Newport's home to 3 covered bridges, and actually people come from all over to see these bridges.
So several years ago, we were going to do a remote out there, and when I called and said, well, where's the electricity? Well, we don't have any. So it kind of fell
off. At the
bridge. Yeah, at the bridge, you know. You know, so I'm saying, well, how can we do a remote? But we're working on even new improved ways of doing things around
and
here.
The good news is we have electricity at the rec center. Well, although we need
I was
to work on
I was wondering. I was wondering, you know, because you said it dates back to 1938, and I don't know when the Tennessee Valley Authority was down through here, but, you know.
Yeah.
But there's lights now. Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us a real quick wrap-up of the Newport Village Library and Museum grand opening on Saturday the 5th.
Yeah, well, come on out. Things start at 10 a.m. in the morning with goodies and ribbon cutting, and check out our library. It'll be open all day till 5. Make sure you have lunch at the Italian Festival with live music by the Rum Runners, and attend the Giles Little Theater, and we'll have approximately 100 pieces of artwork hanging up, and, oh, I forgot to mention, we are having Giles County first, second, and third grader art hanging upstairs, and people have got to come see these children's artwork. It's great. So we've just got things all over the building. Don't miss one section of it, and come on out and visit.
And after the grand opening, are you going to maintain regular hours?
Yes, sir, we are. Our beginning open hours are for our students after school from 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We're hoping our seniors and other residents that stay at home during the day can come on Mondays and Fridays between 9 and 12, and then on Saturdays from 10 till 2.
Why, I thank you, Ava, for coming in and telling us all about the Newport Village Library and Museum.
Thank you, Dennis.
Have a safe trip home.
Bye.